Welcome.
Ugh, that gay little clap gets me every time.
Hi, girl.
Hi, other girl.
Welcome back to...
You look good.
You look freaking good.
You look really good.
You look great.
You look good.
How are you today?
I'm so delish.
The same as you were 5 minutes ago in the last episode.
Yeah, how are you, Jan?
You know, I'm really good. Today is a very special day.
Is it?
Yes, it's 11-11.
Oh, you're so right.
And
you're so right.
For those of you who know, I'm very big on angel numbers. I gave myself a stick and poke tattoo on my finger of 777 that I thought was going to go away in 6 months, and it's still there. So
tell them what year.
I have a tell them what year. Like 2021. It was a lot. It was a long year. But yes. Was that good? Was it worth it?
Every drop.
So, angel numbers mean a lot to me. I'm just kidding. They don't really mean that much to me anymore, but manifesting has been something that's been a part of a lot of people's lives for a long time. So we're going to talk about that today.
Great intro.
Thank you.
I am like absolutely that bitch that I'm like always on my phone or always looking at the time in some way. And I'm like,
that was
I like
somehow
catch it at like 3:33 and I'm like, I'm so blessed.
Yes,
like really so beautiful.
Well, I think it is like angel numbers have become like a reminder for me to take a second and just be like, okay, I'm on the right track, everything's gonna be okay, I am where I'm supposed to be at every second. Like it's less, it used to be like that means something, like what does it specifically mean, like it mean, you know what I mean? I used to be a little bit more like thirsty for it.
Sure.
And now I'm like, now I just take it as a second to be like, oh, that's a reminder. Like, be grateful, be present. You're okay. You're very
Maybe
lucky.
I should try that because I look at them and I'm like, wow. And then I forget. Like, I literally don't do anything with it.
Yeah. I used to really take it as a sign. And now I'm just like, just.
That's cray.
Just like.
I do have time for that.
I was lost.
Okay.
I needed a sign of something.
Right.
Now I'm just like, you know what, be okay. I just saw 222. You are good. You're on the right track. You're beautiful. Wow. You have love.
Oh my God, yeah.
So
oh my God, it's 777 right now.
What's your what's your relationship to like manifesting, and how do you do it, and how do you find that it like works for you?
I don't know. I find it pretty performative.
Okay.
I think this works for other people. I'm not one of those people. I even think journaling's a little performative for me, if it were me.
Oh, okay. Okay, for you.
I still journal. I just try to make it as authentic and like, I don't know. Doesn't it feel a little self-indulgent? And maybe it's not a bad thing to be self-indulgent, but doesn't it feel a little self-indulgent to be like, I'm feeling so many things. Like, maybe I should just put a pen to paper. Like, you know, like, isn't that like dumb? Like, do you feel that? Like,
I am someone that, it really helps me because I feel a little self-indulgent when I talk about things to other people.
Okay, so that is
so
where we differ.
I like to like just let it out in a way that is like private, and that's like I'm really just
Power
like letting this
you.
All out and helping myself feel better without kind of like sharing too much about myself with someone else, because that can get a little dangerous for me as well.
Totes. I actually view speaking as a more of a form of release, because I think symbolically, I mean, I say all these things are pretentious, but I still feel them. Writing it down and keeping a book of it feels so weird to me. Like when I was in high school, I used to really journal, and I used to journal every feeling that I fucking had, which God knows as a 15-year-old, like that was detrimental.
Right. It's a lot.
So I think I took a break from it for a second, and I really leaned into like the talking feels more of a way like where I can get it out of my body physically. Like I'm actually expelling the words from my person into the out and open, and I'm okay, and it feels more resolute that way.
That always does feel really good.
Yeah,
like it's a
right.
really release feeling.
Yeah. But with that said, sometimes not everything needs to be heard.
Well, and so. That's the thing. I feel like when it comes to like me and my like wants and needs to like let things out, they're not meant for other people. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? They're just like not meant for other people to hear and process, because it's my own like mind.
Yes.
But I do agree like that actual like releasing does feel really good when you need to. But like on a day-to-day basis, like, if I'm consistently needing to let something out, like, it's gonna be journaling. And it's not even journaling like, I am this, I'm so grateful for this. It's literally just like spewing words on a paper and just being like, you know what, as long as I let it out, it's gonna be okay. And I always feel so good afterwards.
Real. I used to do the drive in the car voice memo a lot, but now that I don't have access to that privacy, that sort of privacy where it was like, you kind of were just like there was just like completely uninterrupted. There's something like the privacy with your thoughts in a car that is different than anywhere else.
Yeah, that's even true. Even your bedroom. Because even like in your car, like absolutely no one's going to hear it. Yeah. Like it's like a box.
Absolutely.
I love that.
But I have felt that journaling more mindfully and intentionally has helped me.
Mm-hmm.
Where I'm a very optimistic person in this sense, where when I like to journal things, when I've learned something, when I'm realizing something, or when I need to set up a plan to feel better about something.
Yeah.
When I'm feeling out of control, which is probably the feeling that would require journaling that I fall victim to the most.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's just in my nature of a person that wants and needs control.
Mm-hmm.
Getting vulnerable. That it helps me compartmentalize my thoughts on paper almost as a strategy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
To then be like, to attack this, I will do this. Mm-hmm. Like, I find no benefit, and it doesn't, again, find no benefit in just mindlessly writing down my feelings about something, because then suddenly nothing feels special anymore.
Sure, yeah.
Like, it's hard to, like, if I care enough, maybe what I'm realizing right now is that if I care enough to come up with a solution for something, or if I come up with something to counteract that feeling, it was worth writing down.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whereas sometimes a little spell of sadness or like even a spell of happiness is not, it's more important to feel those things in the moment and then get through them.
That's true.
Rather than, or live in them, or like just let myself feel it rather than put it in something that I have to, like, that I feel bound to in a way, you know?
That's so interesting. We handle it so differently, I think.
Yeah.
A lot of, sorry,
that's
go ahead.
Balance. That's all I was going to say. Is that okay, it's balance. Cool.
I feel like whenever I'm like, okay, I need to like let this out, happy or sad, like I just need to put it on paper and then see what happens, I oftentimes will figure out as I'm writing how to combat it and like ways, and I'll literally write on the paper, and it's like, now I'm kind of thinking that maybe this is what I should do, and like maybe this will be my next step. And like after I've like written and see how I'm feeling, I can be like, okay, if I was reading this from like someone else's perspective, I would tell them to do this. So I'm gonna write down like, here's actually what I think is going on with me and how I can fix it.
I like that.
It's that
it's
really
not like
helps
what works
me.
For me, but like,
yeah,
I do like that. That is how it works for you.
Because that's also what happens when you say something out loud. Like, it's the same thing. It's like, you say it and then you're like, but now I'm actually, now that I'm saying it out loud, here's what I actually think is going on.
That's exactly what it is. Yeah. That's exactly what I
it's
do.
It's the same thing.
Speaking it out loud.
And which can also, speaking out loud to a person or not to a person, like, you figure out that
same thing. That's such a unique
thing.
And, like, a very, like, useful skill that you have there.
Thank you. I really love
to journaling.
Do
those things.
I never did it really growing up until I would say until I was like 19 or 20. Like now I have journals all the way from then that I've just like kept that are just me literally figuring out life. And then like I'll go back and read them.
That's like a nice way to put it.
Yeah.
Mine was like just like a pity party.
Yeah, that's true. That's where it gets
like,
tricky.
And I reread them and I'm like, oh, like I'm like cringing at myself. And I'm like, why did I feel any, like you thought you had issues. And then it like.
It's a little bit of that too
like,
for me.
Well, of course it is. But like. Because we are two very privileged people.
Right.
But it is just like the like it makes me kind of think of myself in a negative light where I'm like, ew, what the fuck? Like, ew, like don't do that. Like and you have the nerve to write it down.
Right.
Like shut the F up, actually. No, like for real. Shut up.
What's like the biggest thing in your life right now that you look at and you're like, no, that's like, I manifested that. Like, that you can look at, that you have, and you're like, that's so cool that, like, I made that happen.
It's hard because I don't... Maybe just the, like, the person that I am. Like, the presentational, the, like, the earnest, like, both sides of that person. Like, I think that's, like... In terms of, like, wanting it and believing it, I got it.
Yeah.
Rather than, like, I feel like I've been, like, really comforted lately by, like, right time, right place things. Mm-hmm. And, like, so I don't, maybe that's considered manifesting, too. But, it is, like,
yeah.
You think?
Yeah. If you say I'm in the right time at the right place, that's manifesting.
Yes. But then things don't happen when you say that. And you're, like.
Well, because that wasn't the right time or the right place.
You're so right, girl. You're right. But then it's like, I don't know. It feels weird. It feels weird to me, for me. What I'm most comforted by manifestationally.
Just yeah, that's a good one.
Is like, we just talked about this like on a walk, but... Like, in order to be the person that you envision yourself as, you have to live as that person.
As it. So true.
You have to be that person and believe in that person. That, like, you can't just... Nothing externally is going to click so that you are able to be that person. You whether it be a job opportunity as that person. Or... Yeah, or, like it that just will not happen.
Mm-hmm.
So, to start being that person... that's been helpful to like to look at the fact of the matter and be like, well, what can I control to get me closer to a goal?
Yeah.
That is probably the biggest way in which I manifest.
Okay, awesome.
Early starting to I think I've been doing that for a long time.
Yeah.
Without like putting words to it.
Mm-hmm.
What about you, girl? What's your biggest?
Well, I think about this a lot, just because I mean I'm like around it all the time, but literally having a healthy, happy relationship was something I didn't always know what that was before for me, and took me a long time to kind of like figure out what exactly I wanted in a relationship and what I deserved. And I remember a few months before Josh and I started dating, I was starting to think and really visualize of the kind of relationship I wanted and like the kind that I knew I deserved as a person. And the more I just like visualized it and was like in very specific things like that I do in a relationship now, like very specific and sweet moments, I was just visualizing myself do kind of subconsciously. Like I wasn't even trying to manifest it. I was just like, the next time in a relationship, like this is what it's going to be like. Like, it's just gonna be that because that's what I want and that's what I deserve. And once I figured that out after years of not knowing what I deserved is when it really happened. And now I just so often will like be hanging out with Josh and I'm like, oh, this is what I visualized. Like, this is what I had in my head the whole time of like for a few months of like just what I wanted from a relationship.
Wow.
And I think that's kind of helping me now. I think I struggle a lot with manifesting career-wise what I want because I don't always truly feel like I deserve those things career-wise. Like I kind of struggle feeling like I'm good enough for those things.
Sure.
But as I kind of like made the connection that I once I realized I deserved that relationship-wise, once I realized that career-wise, I can visualize it and it'll just happen. You know what I mean? So I think it's also just about truly believing. And sometimes you can't manifest something until you believe it. So it just takes time to start manifesting it.
That's the issue. I'm pretty like, in that regard, I'm like a pretty stubborn person.
Me too.
Like, I don't just believe things because I want to believe them. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, even just like in my relationship with myself, like, it's hard to truly believe like, as a broad concept, like, you love yourself if you don't feel it.
Right.
So it's like, to will yourself to believe something is never... And honestly, now that I'm saying that out loud again, like, that is such a prevalent theme in my life of like, I'm so beyond not being able to picture, visualize, see a version of myself that I just know, or a version of anything that I know right in front of me is not that way.
Right.
I think I'm very like, I mean, some could call it pessimistic. I prefer grounded. But
to reality.
Yeah, like, yeah. No, like, I think I really add, like, I think, and there are gifts to that, too. Like, I find, like, being so present in reality helps me to, again, like, be present. Like,
agreed.
I very rarely do I find myself caught up in a past moment or a moment that has not happened yet.
Sure.
And I am very aware of what my life is and what the actual circumstances are and things around me.
Mm.
But to that deficit, things like manifesting and willing myself to believe things and picturing lives that are not the one that I'm living.
Right.
To be quite challenging.
Well, and I think that also, like, I'm a little bit the same way where I kind of need it to be shown to me before I can believe it.
Yeah.
Like, I even just need a hint of like, oh, okay, I got this before I can even start. Mm-hmm. Like, it's kind of like I just need a crumb. Like, I need a crumb and then I'll figure it out. But like, you kind of, in a weird way, I kind of have to manifest the crumb.
Yeah, like a sign.
Yeah, or a sign, or like a just a moment where I felt a little bit better. You know what I mean?
Sure.
And like, but then I have to kind of just be like, you know what? It's going to happen. Like, I'm going to keep growing and my life is going to change. So something's going to come to me that's going to make me feel like it's going to be okay.
Sure. Are you like a big sign looker, seeker? Follower?
To a fault, because I...
That was not what I thought you were going to say.
Well, why? Like, yes?
No, like, you just, like, I, like, in my head had pictured you saying something, you, like, you geared up to say something that I, like, had tried to predict, and it was not that.
Oh. I actually was talking about this the other day. I think, like, signs, like, having anxiety and letting signs control your life is, like, it's not a good mix.
Yeah.
Because I take everything as a good or bad sign. So I think I have to kind of let go of signs a little bit. Like, sometimes it is a sign and I know it deeply, but sometimes I have to just be like, this one thing doesn't have to predict my future, and I don't have to let this outside thing predict my future, because I will, my anxiety will spiral. Do you know what I mean? And sometimes I'll see things as a bad sign. Like, I was telling, oh my God, this is bad. I was telling Dylan, like, I sometimes will have thoughts of something. Like, I think this is where my manifesting has gone wrong. Like, where I've kind of like hyperfixated on a manifestation and I've thought something bad would happen and then it does. And then I say, my mind is so powerful that even the bad things are going to happen. So I a little bit have to be like, Katie, not everything is like that. Like, it, you really have to let go of the things being like a sign of something happening, because it can just be a little dangerous for me.
Yeah.
Like, I had one bad thought that Trump was going to win, and then he won, and I immediately was like, that was my fault.
I will,
like,
that.
Well, yeah, I thought it in the moment. Like, I saw a future where he won, and I made this happen.
And I,
which is
a
anxiety.
Person aware of, yeah, a person aware of that being the case, obviously know that that is not the fault of you solely.
Well, of
or
course
even a collective
it's not.
Thought.
Yeah, but then it's just like, okay, I have to like let go of the signs a little bit, and I kind of have to like just leave it up to me and my positive thoughts to make it happen, and not let like the outside things control it, because. So long story short, I don't know. I don't know. Are you a sign person?
Absolutely not, no. I'm such a doer.
Mm-hmm.
And as a person, a fellow anxious person, my anxieties present themselves as such as well. So it's like, because I'm such a doer, it's the control thing. Did I talk about that in this? Yeah.
Yeah.
Where I... like, it's almost impalatable for me to believe that something's not within my control. And I will, like, obviously, like, as a person in practice, like, you can't
control
you can't control everything, but you also, like, you can't even imagine controlling everything.
Right.
Like, that's
right.
Insane.
Right.
But my anxieties manifest in this sort of, like, doer mentality that, like, what if I make the wrong choice? And then that just puts like an insurmountable pressure on yourself,
right?
Which I live with. But no, I very rarely look for signs. It's like the closest thing I can come to a sign is like right time, right place.
Sure.
Like, but that's not even something I look at. That's like something that like when it happens, you know.
Right.
But that like I just can't. It's hard for me to like really believe in things like that.
Right.
There was something else I was gonna say too, but I can't remember. It was something you said, but it was where I actually saw this creator that I really like, was like, listen, baddie, like, just because you woke up today and ate a different breakfast than you normally do does not mean that your ballot
something's
is filled out
gonna
wrong.
Go like yes
like yes. That does not mean anything.
It's
like
crazy,
you're okay,
how
like,
that coincides. I think that's what I was talking about, signs of like, just because I like if something bad happens, I'm like, oh my god, that's because I like didn't brush my teeth this morning,
right?
Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, we have to like escape that a little bit and then maybe just start, like, if we're gonna be that delusional
right,
maybe we should start flipping it the other way.
I
know. You know what
I'm
I mean,
like,
be like, this happened because I brushed my hair, like,
yeah, that I do every day, yeah.
You know, and that I like,
yeah, it's hard. These are the conversations that like make me feel like if I was really religious, like, my life would just be so much easier, because
a little bit,
I would
yeah.
be, I would always be looking to someone else as guidance.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it would take, I would be a shell of the person that I am right now, but it would take every sense of, like, my ability to make things happen go away, because I don't. And
you
I never
know,
did.
What you should do, well, I'm not going to tell you what you should do. You should do whatever you want, but 2:22 on the clock.
Girl, you have to
this
stop.
This is a sign. Maybe, like, sometimes, and not all the time, but sometimes I'll picture, like, my future self telling me everything's going to be okay. Like, I'm talking older Katie, like, woman
yeah.
Katie, being like, just chill. I got this. You don't have to change anything because I'm over on this side and you're gonna be fine. You know what I mean? Like, it's sometimes nice because you're like picturing something above, like, and far out, but
sure.
It's more related to you, and you know that that person has got you because it's you, if that makes sense.
No, totes, totally.
It's also kind of hard.
That's hard because I don't envision myself in the future.
Okay, that's good too.
Like, no, but like, it's like it is and it's not, because it's like, it's just like, I like, when I picture my life ahead, like, I don't picture myself.
Mm. Okay.
like I just don't picture myself being there. Okay. Not like in a bad, ugh, girl, turn it off.
No, but you're like, you're very in your own moment. So
yeah, well, I mean, it's not like all like, yeah, that sounds a very glamorous way to put it, I suppose. But it's like, it's hard for me to think about the future. I mean, it would, like, when I look, probably because it, this is probably why it means so much to me here and now, that, like, I get to look back at past me, something that has already happened.
Right,
then,
right.
Girl, you are okay.
Mm.
Like, you know why? Like, you know that feeling?
Yeah. yeah, I get that.
So it's hard for me to envision myself in something that has not happened at person me here.
Right.
When I'm just doing my best. I think that would be a scapegoat. I think I would use that as a scapegoat to be like, I'm so miserable.
Right.
Ugh, whatevs. But yeah, that's manifesting. That's kind of the vibe I'm into, is the, like, be the you that you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
just be it. Just
yeah,
do it.
I think all in all, this just told our viewers and myself that, like, I'm a person that takes action. And that's what's comforting to me.
Yeah. I think I'm a person that goes really slow for the purpose of it all, like, falling into place.
Totally.
As I always knew it would, you know, in a little bit.
No, like, you saying,
like,
that, I'm like,
take
that is you.
Baby steps.
I've seen that.
And then, like, I take so many baby steps that once I'm at the point, I'm like, I can freaking do this. Like, I can take my goddamn time. Like, because I know it's going to be fine, and I want to see it all lay out in front of me and the struggle all happen in front of me, so that when I'm finally at that place, that bitch is going to be okay. Like, she's not going to spiral because it's all fallen for her. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. I'm like a little bit in awe by that methodology.
That's just ideology. I feel like comes from like my dad a little bit, and being like, Katie, don't they all, like, you don't want to succeed all at once. That's not fucking fun.
Yeah.
Like, he's gonna be like, right. You're gonna want to fail and feel a lot of hardships and feel not okay with yourself so that you can learn how to love yourself.
That is something I honestly like learn and like remember a lot.
Yeah.
Like when you say that, like I think it was an episode of this. I was like, oh my God, I was like, failing is so a part of
it. It's so important and like obviously hard, and it's hard to like welcome, but it is really important for you to do that so you can get to that that finish line and be like, God, was it worth it? Like, that was so fucking worth it because I know how to fail, so that like when I succeed, I like feel so much better. Yeah, I don't know. That's how I feel, and I'm kind of learning to just go really slowly and just let it all like fucking work out however it's supposed to work out.
We all live.
If you're listening, so proud of you. You can manifest if you want, or you can just fucking live in the moment and do your thing. It doesn't fucking matter. Yeah. You're loved regardless. Like, that's the whole thing about it, is like, no matter like how successful or cute or pretty you are, like, you're worthy.
True. Are you Kiki or Booba?
And our final question is, are you Kiki or Booba? Or is it a white dress or a black in blue dress?
Oh, kill me. That ended friendships.
Yeah. Well, thanks for listening, guys. I hope any of that made sense, and we didn't just sound like anxious queens trying to make sense of it all, but that is what we are.
The only thing that's making me anxious is I'll be able to hear my breathing through my stuffy nose on this mic.
Okay, guys. Well, we love you. We're excited to see you soon. Happy November.
Happy November.
Is
that November in Spanish?
November, I guess. All right. Remember that you look good.
Simply put,
no, you look good. And you do look good. Then just know that you do look good and walk through the world like knowing that you look good.
Yeah.
Inside
Manifest
and out, queen.
You looking good.
Yes.
Inside out, queen.
Bye, girl.
Bye, other girl.